With the federal government now declaring Buffalo's Broadway Fillmore neighborhood a historic district, up to 244 commercial and residential properties in the neighborhood are eligible for state and federal historic tax credits to make rehabilitation of properties more affordable. Some of the housing stock is more than 100 years old, and Jim Serafin of the Historic Eastside Neighborhood Initiative says many of the remnants of history still stand.
We have a former brewery. We have Dr. Francis Frontchuck over here, who was a health commissioner for Buffalo for 37 years. His home is here. He was also involved with peace talks in World War I.
Broadway Fillmore was once known as the epicenter of Buffalo's Polish heritage, but the neighborhood has since evolved and diversified and become home to more recent arrivals from several other parts of the world. Many have made the effort to fix up old houses. Jesse Fisher, executive director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara, says the historic tax credit has played a role in other Buffalo neighborhoods.
In the city of Buffalo alone, 578 homeowners have used the historic tax credit to make much-needed improvements in their own homes. So it's not just a program for commercial property owners. It's also a really valuable program for homeowners.
Among them, Steve Carnath, executive director of Broadway Fillmore Neighborhood Housing Services. He has taken advantage of the historic tax credit to gain $6,000 in incentives for his own home in Elmwood Village.
One of the reasons we really wanted to support it here is that I really feel like if upper-income neighborhoods can benefit from these tax credits, why shouldn't lower-income neighborhoods also be able to take advantage of the same type of credits?
Preservation Buffalo Niagara will host a workshop in Broadway Fillmore in January to help local property owners learn to apply for the credit. Materials, Fisher says, will be available in numerous languages so that newer immigrants living in the neighborhood may also get a chance to help rebuild the district. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.